Okay, today's daf is Baba Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis, again, I'm sorry I didn't get to put yesterday's daf up, but today's is Sanhedrin daf Mem Beis, and today is sponsored by Tzvi Nof, Lili Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rabbi Yona Tzvi Halevi, whose yard site is today. Again, sponsored by Tzvi Nof, Lili Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rabbi Yona Tzvi Halevi, whose yard site is today. Okay, so Daf Mem Beis. Today is the Daf in Shas about Kiddush Levana, as we'll get into right now on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amr of Achan, I apologize that I don't have so many Sfarim where I am right now, but that we will quote will be outside, so it might be a little shorter, but we'll try to mention as much as we can from here. Amr of Achan, Bar Chanina, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Ad Kama Mevarchan Al HaChodesh. How did the Gemara get into this? So yesterday's daf discussed that the Mishnah said one of the Chakiros is, we asked the Edom, at what hour did you see the Edus? So do people make mistakes? Within 2 hours, within 3 hours, within 1 hour, all the different discussions, and also within days. If people give Edus and it is separate by, off by a day, so we say that's okay. If it's off by a day, it's okay. But when do you say that till? Because we say people make mistakes. They don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. But when do we say that till the 7th? The 18th, the 20th, by that time everybody should know when Rosh Chodesh was. That's exactly what the Gemara said, Ad Rubo Shel Chodesh. So once we're talking about halachas of the month, and most of the month, and part of the month, so we get into Kiddush Levana. So the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Kama Mevarchin Al HaChodesh. Until when? What is the last time that one can do Kiddush Levana? What's the last time you can do Kiddush Levana? Says the Gemara, Ad Shetismale Pegimasa. Until the pagima, the part that's missing in the moon, is filled up. Ashetismali pekimasa. The question is, what exactly does that mean? So vakama, so what did Rav Yochanan mean? So machlokas, what did Rav Yochanan meant? What's filled in? So Amar of Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar of Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Rav Yehuda says that it means until the seventh of the month. Nardai Amri Ad Shisha Asar. Until the 16th of the month. So that's a machlokas. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? How did those words fit into the definition? So Rashi explains the Gemara explains. Let's continue the Gemara for a minute. V'travayu k'Rabbi Yochanan sfir lehu, and both really are within the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara continues on top, the 7th of the 16th. But ha lemevi ki yasra, ha lemevi ki nafya. The difference is, what has to be filled in? Does it have to be filled in ki yasra? Yasra is, imagine one has a bow. And the bow, if you fill the whole area of the bow, it is a semicircle. So that's what it means. You have to fill up that whole area, which means to the seventh of the month. Right? That's a quarter of the month. But the other sheet says, no, ki nafya, like a fan, which is a whole circle. And that is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. So that's a machlokas within his sheet, the seventh or the 16th. If it's a machlokas about what Rabbi Yochanan meant, so then this could be an example of what Rashi says in Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav. What Rashi discusses, we say usually Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, right? The two different opinions, and we say both of them have halachic validity. But Rashi there says that's only if it's a machlokas about an issue. But if it's a machlokas about what somebody said, what a Shita says, that's not a machlokas. Here too, Rabbi Yochanan said something, so what did he mean? So this could be a machlokas that does not fit the parameters of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay, but let's talk about this for a minute. So first of all, first note is that the Gemara only gives a latest time for Kiddush Levana. What's the latest time that one could do Kiddush Levana? So that's machlokas. What about the earliest time? Is when it could do the earliest. So the pashas of the Gemara, take the Gemara literally. So it is from the first, right when you see the moon. That's all right after the molad, and you can see the moon even from the first day or the second day if you'd be able to see it. And the Shulchan Aruch and the that is the pashas. That's where the Torah quotes. Thank you. And that's what the Torah quotes as a shita, and it's quoted by the Rambam as well, Me'ikar Adin. But the Poskim point out, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that we start not earlier than 3 days after the Molad, Gimel. That is the earliest that we do, based on a Masechah Sofrim, that the Masechah Sofrim says that one should only do Kiddush Levana when one is mevusam from the Levana, meaning one could get benefit from the Levana. And the poskim say that until that time, till the third day, one cannot get benefit from it, so therefore we start from the third day. But what's the latest time? So machlok is here, up until the 7th or up until the 16th. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch has a different way of reading it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Chavav, the end of that the Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, right, the forgotten Chelek, the skinny one, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Chavav Dalet, Ein Mevarchin Alecha Ad Sheya'avru Shivas Yamim Alecha. You don't make it until the seventh day. Meaning you can't do it earlier. So as we said, the Pashas of the Gemara, you can even do it right away. The Poskim say you have to wait at least 3 days based on a Masechah Sofrim because you should get Hanah. And it comes along the Shulchan Aruch, based on other Shitas that he quotes in the Beis Yosef, only from the seventh day. Where does he get this from? So some of the Achronim suggest that maybe there is no Machlokes. Maybe this is how the Shulchan Aruch read it, that our Gemara has no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Ardoi. It doesn't say, it says v'kaman, it quotes two opinions, and v'travayu. So maybe really one of them is giving the earliest time, and one is giving the latest time. Rabbi Yehuda, ad Shiva, until Shiva you can't do it. Only after Shiva you could do it. And Ardoi says, until the 16th you can do it. But those are the borders between the 7th and the 16th. Anyway, that is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, though, that most Achronim argue. The Mishnah Berurah says there, Rover Achronim pligi al zeh, uleditu al kalpanim, la'achar gimel yamim eis la'eis meis ha-molid. It's not always gimel of the month. You have to figure out when the molid was, when the moon started the cycle again. And from there, count 3 24-hour periods, right? 72 hours after the molid. Shenehen in kfar me'ora, yesh levarech aleha, ve'ein la'achmis ha-mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't make chametz the mitzvah, right? In Yonah Diyoma, don't make chametz the mitzvah. Achein im ha-gimol ha-chodesh u-be'echad mimei ha-shavua, but, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the third day of the month is one of the days of the week, nachum lahamtin al-motzei Shabbos haba'a, it's better to wait till Motzi Shabbos, ukefiyam mavur b'sif beis b'hagal, like the Ramah says in sif beis, which we'll read in a minute. V'kam achronim v'agra nechlala mikilam af b'ofan zeh, and the Gra and others like him say, no, never be machmas the mitzvah. When it gets to the third day, no matter what it is, don't wait till Motzi Shabbos. V'savri dein kedai l'hachos ha-mitzvah b'chal gavni al kain hanu akain bevade yishlo al ma lismoch. And especially says the Mishnah Berurah, v'mei achoref v'geshem bevade hazores l'kadesh harez emeshubach. The better, the faster you can do it, is better. So that is the earliest time. What was the Mishnah Berurah referring to here? The Mishnah Berurah was referring to the Ramah earlier in Sif Beis, where the Ramah says that we try to be Mekadesh the Levana during on a Motzi Shabbos. V'dafka says the Shulchan Aruch first. Im b'varchan al yareach ela b'motzi Shabbos k'muhu mevusam u'begadav na'in. You have to wear nice clothing or lachadchila and be in a special state. Why? Maybe we'll get to that by the Shem in a few lines. But the Rama adds v'dafka im leil motzi Shabbos hu kodim yud b'chodesh oz mamtinan motzi Shabbos aval im hu acharkach ein mamtinan motzi Shabbos. Basically, you have to use your head. That's what it seems like by Kiddush Levana. Use your head. If there's a lot of days left, so then you might as well wait till Motzi Shabbos and get to the Lachadchila of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If there's not so many days left, or if it's the winter, or the forecast, there should be a storm for a couple of days, so then one should do their best to do it whenever it can be done. What about before or after Yom Kippur, before or after Tisha B'Av? Those are both machlokas in each respective case. The Gra in both cases says, of course, as soon as you can, don't be machmas the mitzvah, do it before Yom Kippur. Some say to add on schuyos, some say no, wait till after Yom Kippur to start with the schus, whatever, elu ve'elu. There you could definitely say elu ve'elu, de'elu kim chayim, and also by Tisha B'Av, some say to wait because you're not in a state of simcha, but that is all in terms of the earliest talk and the latest time, as well. There is a diak that some achronim have in the Rashi here. Rashi says in the second to last line in Rashi, at kama mevarchin, im lo birech hayom yevarech lamachar. Sounds like from Rashi that me'ikar, the lachachila is the first night. The first night you can do it. If you didn't do it then, you can do it the next day. Right? Is there a lachachila? That's the best time you can do it, the earliest time. Okay, so that is in terms of the times of Kiddush Levana. Continuing. Amale Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina V'Livrech HaTova HaMeitiv. So back to the pashas of the Gemara that they're arguing about when can you do it until the 7th or the 14th, 7th or the 14th. So Rav Acha, Bidifti asked from Ravina. According to Rashi, this question is on Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, that says that you could only do it until the 7th. So at least after the 7th, fine, you can't say the special bracha of Kiddush Levana, but maybe you should at least be able to say a Tova Ameitiv. Something new is happening, and something good for others is happening every day. The moon's getting bigger. So therefore, shouldn't you say HaTova HaMeitiv every after the 7th, even if you missed it? So says the Gemara, no. Amar Lei. So Ravina answers, Atu ki chaser ki mivarchinan dayin ha-emes, deliver HaTova HaMeitiv? When the moon's getting smaller, do you say dayin ha-emes? Of course not. So you're not going to say HaTova HaMeitiv. Right? So you shouldn't say it. The Gemara says, one second. Okay, so maybe say both of them. Maybe when the moon's getting small, you should say Diana Emes. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara, no. Kivan tahainu urche lo mavarchinan. No, this is nature. It's not obviously there's nature of people dying also. Diana Emes and Atova Meitiv. That's a different kind of nature. This is an expected, natural, predictable occurrence. And if that's true, we are not Mavarech on that Atova Meitiv or Dayan HaEmes. That is not appropriate. The Ron points out here that even though the Gemara seems to say that there's an exact parallel, the Gemara says, you can't say Atova Meitiv because you don't say Diana Emes. It's not always exact. If you have a worse type of wine, you don't say Dayan HaEmes, even if you have the better type of wine at the beginning of the meal. Right? So, yeah, the Gemara just means it's really leading up to the last point, that it's really a parallel, but you see here that it is something that happens naturally, and therefore it is not appropriate to make either of these brachos. Continuing the Gemara, Amar Vacha Bar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Biochanan, Kala Mavarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. If anybody says Kiddush Levana in its time, in its proper time, that's where some Achronim say maybe that's where Rashi got it from. Rashi says there has to be one unique time, because it says here Bizmano. One unique time. So if you do that, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, as if you're Mekabel the Shechina. Ksiv Hacha HaChodesh Hazeh, Viksiv Hasam, Zeke Livian Veyu. Zeke Livian Veyu was Kabbalah's Pnei Ashrina. So therefore, so to me, but Zachodesh Azeh, doing Kiddush Levana, that also is a form of Kabbalah's Pnei Ashrina. How is it a Kabbalah's Pnei Ashrina? So says the Mi'iri, why? Sha'al Yedei Chiddush HaLevana, Anu Magiyim LaHakara, Sha'olam Eino Kadmon. Because through Kiddush Levana, we see there's someone in charge. The Yesh Misha Chidesh Olam. We see there was a Bore and there's a Manhig. Because you see every single day, right? Generally, nature, you can't tell. Nature just happens. It goes and comes. The moon is different every single day of the month. Sha'ari Alavanim is Chadeshes, Pamba Chodesh. Verom Sheyesh Yotzer Hakol. Vezel Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. Shemakir Sheyesh Yotzer Hakol. Says the Meiri, that is the Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina of the Marsha also expands on this a little bit as well, but that is the Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina that we have by by Kiddush Levana. Continuing, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. One could also relate this to that this was the first mitzvah that we received as a people, HaChodesh HaZalachem, and therefore, you know, that also, as we're in Nisan now, so that also relates to the Chodesh HaGeula and Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Il Mole Lo Zachu Yisrael El Hakma Pnei Avi Yishmael Kol Chodesh B'Chodesh Dayim. If Bnei Yisrael would only have the opportunity of greeting their Father in Heaven, meaning doing Kiddush Levana once a month, Dayim, right? It would be enough. It would be once a month. That would be enough. Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. It would be amazing. Amar Abaya Hilkach. Therefore, Nimrinhu Meumad. Therefore, we say it standing. Because it's a Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, we say it standing. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? So the Margolius Hayam notes, what's the lashon of Hilkach? That's such a... What is that supposed to... What is that teaching me? That word, Hilkach, is that teaching me something? So says the Margolius Hayam, maybe Shamati Lefarish, Inyan Hilkach. Says the Bargali Sayyam, we know out of the three categories of mitzvahs, there's Shavach Vahodah, which we won't talk about now, but he says there's Birchas HaNehanin and Birchas HaMitzvahs. Two differences between them. Birchas HaNehanin, you make B'chol Pam at every time that you're Nehane. Every time that I get Hanah, I have to make a new bracha. Birchas HaMitzvahs, only Zmanam Kavu. If I shake a lulav today, right, I'm not going to get out. I don't make a bracha. If I shake a lulav on Sukkot, I make a bracha. That's one difference. Do you make a bracha always or not? Number two, Birchas HaNehanin, Mivarchin Bein Miyushav Bein Me'umad. Berachas Neni, because he's sitting down, not enough to stand up. Or Berachas Mitzvahs Rak Meumad. So says the Magal Yisayam, Vehine, Or Halavana Mahana Bnei Adam, we get Hana from the moon, V'yem Nomar, and if you say that it's a Berachas Hanenin, we should have to make a bracha every time we see the moon. But yet, what does the Gemara say? Pamachas Bachodesh Dayam, once a month. So if it's once a month, just close that door, if it's once a month, so then, what does that reflect? That reflects that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, not a Birchas HaNenin. So if that's true, so that's why we say that you have to say it's standing. Once we say it's once a month, so then we say that's why we say it's standing, because that is a Bircha, and that's the Hilkach. Hilkach. Once you know it's only once a month, therefore it must be a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why it must be said standing. That's the Magal Yisayam teaching me about what the Hilkach means. Good. Continues the Gemara. Mereimar umar zutra machasvi umavarchi. Mereimar and mar zutra, they were machasvi and made the bracha. So we have at least three pshatim. What does the word machasvi mean in this Gemara? The Yad Ramah says it means al kitve talmidim. Right, the talmidim lifted them up. They were elderly, lifted them up and carried them. Others say that maybe they were a little elderly, so they leaned on the shoulders, right? Because this is a continuation of I have to do with standing. So the chiddush here is that you can even be leaning, right? The big sugya, big discussion in any times when you need standing. Is smicha ka'amida or not? And do you always go by the definition that we know of, oh, if you take the thing away, if you still be standing, that's called standing. So that's not smicha then. But if you're really leaning, and if it was taken away, sometimes when people get an aliyah, so they lean on the bima in a way that's, let's say, sometimes you have somebody who's short, also look at the top of the column, they lean on the bima in a way that they're leaning. And without the bima, they wouldn't be standing. One has to know whether that's okay or not, because one has to be standing. But some say so. Here, the Bir Halacha discusses that is from this Gemara. Do you say that smicha is okay because they leaned on their talmidim umavarchi? Number one. Number two. The Meiri says machasvi means they jumped. They were jumping at the moon. Right, jumping at the moon, which is the minhag quoted. The Ramah discusses is that roke. Right, the Ramah quotes the roke gimel pa'amim kenegda va'omer k'shem shani roke kenedech. And we lift ourselves up. V'omer, right, that's from the Meiri right here. They jump machasvi. And finally, the third, the Bach, based on the tour, says maybe it is that machasvi, they went outside shoulder to shoulder and they said it biyachad outside. That's what machasvi means, and based on that is the halacha that we try not to say Kiddush Levana under any roof. Says the Ramah, Sif Dalad be Mekashon Levana Tachas Agag. Right, we don't say Kiddush Levana under the roof. So the question is, what does that mean? What if you do it outside in a sukkah? Does that mean, what if the Mishnah Berurah says Ela Tachas Kipas Hashemayim? Why? Because Kiddush Levana is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, Ve'ein Zeh Derech Kavod, Shehei Omeid Tachas Agag. Now Derech Kavod, you go out to greet the king. Go out to greet the king. What if you can't? Or it's a makav shino naki, or shashar bin ha'akum. You can, says the Mishnah Berurah, be mekadesh bebeiso, or derech halon, or pesach pasuach. I remember one time, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I remember I didn't do Kiddush Levana, the last night of Kiddush Levana it was, and I was in a place without an Erev. I was without an Erev, so I don't know Kiddush Levana by heart. So I had to say it inside. But the Evan, it's the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say it inside. But that is, again, based on this Bach, to say it outside and see the levana. So that's why they were machasi mehadadi umavarchi, and they went out. Amalei Ravacha l'Ravashi b'ma Rava mevarchi Ravacha tell Ravashi. You know what they used to do in Eretz Yisrael? They were made the bracha of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. They made a nice short bracha of Mechadish Chadashim. Amar Lehi, he answered him, Hani Nashi did the nami mevarchi. Our wives can make that bracha, meaning the wives were not literate and they can make short brachas. Our wives can make that short bracha. So Ella, Kedur Rav Yehuda, really, this is the bracha. The Amr Rav Yehuda, and we're about to quote the whole bracha, very similar to our nosach of Kiddush Levana. But this is no better time in Shas on this line to talk about women and Kiddush Levana. Even our women could say that. Is he being meduyak dafka women and Kiddush Levana? So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this. But the Magen Avraham, quotes the Shlach Kadosh. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach that says women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana, even though it is a Zman Grama, and generally we say women can do Zman Gramas, and according to the Ramah, even make a bracha on Zman Gramas. But here is different because Haim Garmu Pagam HaLavana. They caused the Pagam of the Levana. What does that mean? Obviously connect to Chava somehow, but women shouldn't do it. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes here from the Shlach Kadosh. It's interesting that the Magen Avraham here has to be connected to the Magen Avraham at the end of Simin Reis Sadek Vav in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchas Havdalah, where the Shulchan Aruch by Hilchas Havdalah quotes two different days about women and Havdalah, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that women should not, what the Ramah says, women should be Yotzei, shouldn't make Havdalah. And the question is, what do you mean, should it? It's based on an Aruch Chaim that the Beis Yosef quotes, that quotes Machlokas, whether women are obligated in Havdalah or not. So the question is, what do you mean? This is the Ramah. Even if women are Pturos, the Ramah says women can make brachas on Zman Grama. Right, so why should? What do you mean women shouldn't do it? This is Zman Grama. So why is English women, according to the Ramah, women can make a bracha on lulav, make a bracha on shofar. So what about here? Why is this garua? So the Magen Avraham there says that no, when can make women make a bracha on Zman Grama? If there's a maisa. If there's a maisa ha-mitzvah, and can they make the bracha on the maisa? Then fine. But if it's a mitzvah shel dibur, like Havdalah, and like, which is Daraisa for sure, only Dibur, and like, and it says Kiddush Levana there, if I remember correctly, even says Kiddush Levana there, then that's the reason. So that's the reason they shouldn't. Well, what's the svar for that? Maybe you could say that women have to be linked somehow to the mitzvah. At least with a maisa, you could have a kiyama mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah. But if you don't have a maisa mitzvah, it's just words, so then maybe the Ramah wouldn't say it. But those are two ideas behind women not doing it. There is also another discussion one needs to have in this context. The Chacham Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, right here in Simitav Chavav, again, I don't have the Lashon with me, but the Chacham Shlomo says, I don't think this is a Zman Grama. I think women should do it. It's not a Zman, what do you mean it's not a Zman Grama? This is the most Zman Grama in the world. It's only the first half of the month you can do it. The answer is no. What's a Zman Grama, says Shlomo Kluger? An item, an object, a reality that exists always, and at certain times it's a mitzvah. A lulav, you have a palm tree today, on Sukkot it's a mitzvah. You have a shofar today, but it's no mitzvah today. So a Zman Grama is where the Zman causes this to become a mitzvah. But if the Zman causes this mitzvah to exist, that's not a Zman Grama. It doesn't exist outside the Zman. So it says that's what Shlomo Kluger, the mitzvah is to make a bracha when the moon is getting bigger. So the second half of the month, the mitzvah doesn't exist. So that's not a Zman Grama. That's what Shlomo Kluger right here. Who uses this? Your Biruchim Fishel Perlo uses this to explain a very difficult Ramban. The Ramban in Kiddushin, in the Lamas, Lamadalot or so, the Ramban there says that lists off all the mitzvahs I say that are not Zman Grama. One of them is Sfiras HaOmer. He calls Sfiras HaOmer non-Zman Grama. So, the first way to explain this, because Sfiras HaOmer seems to be the most Zman Grama in the world, is to say, Tos Sofer. That's why some say, oh, must be a mistake. It meant Sfiras HaZava, not Sfiras HaOmer. It said something else. But it's in some Rambans. So what's the answer? So Rav Yochanan Fershel Perlau says, maybe it's based on this Rav Shlomo Kluger. The mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So before Pesach, after Shavuos, the situation of the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not a Zman Grama. The mitzvah is to count Pesach to Shavuos. So, therefore, according to that, then this is not a Zman Grama, according to Shlomo Kluger, and therefore women should do it. Women are obligated in it. Or, maybe that's a reason why the Shlach Kodesh had to give the other reason. That it's not a Zman Grama, they should be obligated, but this is a reason not to. Right? Heim Garmu, Pegam, Halavana. Right? Sorry? Havdalah also, right? The mitzvah is on Motzi Shabbos, right? It only exists then. Right? I guess for 3 days. It only exists, at least linked to then. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara now. So that can't be the bracha, short bracha. So this is the bracha. Elik of Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Baruch Vachulu, Asher B'mama Rabar Shchakim. It's unbelievable. We have almost the exact same bracha. Right? How many years later after this was written? Unbelievable. 1500 years. Asher B'mamar Rabar Shchakim, with his ma'amar, with Hashem, the ma'amaras of Hashem, he created the Shemayim, uva ruach piv, and just the breath of his mouth called Tzavam, chok zman asan lahem, he gave them a chok and a time, all of the constellations and the luminaries, shleishan was tafkidam, they shouldn't change their tafkid, sasim usmechim la'asos ritzon konam, happy to do the ratzon of their creator. Margalei Sayam is an amazing diak. What's the double lashon? Chokuzman nasanlem shleishanu as tafkidam. Right, they don't change the tafkid. Sasim usmechem, happy to do ritzon konam. What's the difference? The two different lashonos. So says the Margalei Sayam. Once in a while, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mishana the teva. Right? Shemesh begivon dom v'yarech v'yamachayalon. Right? He stopped the sun here. He stopped the moon here. He stopped sometimes. But Yaakov Avinu, he stopped a few times. So that's what he says the pshat is here. Chok uzman asam lahem shleishan asafkidam. That's normally. Chok uzman, he made rules. They don't change. Sasam usmeichem, but they're happy. Last uzman konam. But if Hashem thinks it's one time that you have to change, they're happy to do it. They're happy to do it. Last uzman konam. That's the Magali Sayam. They'll do it anyway. Paale MS, Shepu Ulasan MS. They are Paale, they are Ne'emon true workers that do their work in truth. Valalvana, and this relates to the Rambam we mentioned a couple of days ago about how this, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the sun and the moon, according to the Rambam, are Ba'alei Deya V'Haskel, and they understand Hashem. They have self awareness, right? So here they're doing it. We're complimenting the sun. Valalvana Amar, and to the moon, we say to the moon about the moon, Shetischadish Ateres Tiferes Lamusei Vaten, that it gets renewed. It gets renewed with a crown of renewal, like it's a glory for the Amusei Vatan, those who are born of stomach, meaning people, Shehein Asidin Leschadish Kamosa, because they will also become renewed, Bezrat Hashem. Ulefar Liotram, and they praise their God, their Creator, Al Shem Kavod Malchuso, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechadesh Chadashim. That is the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Good. Just two other points of Kiddush Levana before we continue, and that is, right, we have a minhag of saying Shalom Aleichem by Kiddush Levana. Where does that come from? Why do we say Shalom Aleichem to each other? Very nice minhag. Maybe they greet each other, but what do we say Shalom Aleichem for? So the Ramah quotes. The Ramah says that we have a minhag of saying Tipul Aleichem Masav Afachad Ulam Afreya Gimel Pamim, and then Gimel Pamim Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Right. That's ready the Ramah. It's ready as far as the Ramah. Why do we do that? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, because we say Tipul Aleichem Masav Afachad. We say everybody should be scared. Everybody should be scared, and then we say to our friends, no, but not you. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom should be upon you. We're not just saying hello. The tipal aleihem emasav avachad, but to you, shalom aleichem, shalom should be upon you. Number one. Number two, the second point to mention is that in many places there is a minhag of saying aleinu at the end of Kiddush Levana. The question is, why is that? Why is there a minhag of saying aleinu? So the Bir Halacha quotes this, v'shamati me'echad divrei tam b'mashanago b'kav makom azachar Kiddush Levana lo b'aleinu l'shabeach. Hainu, shelo yitu chas v'shalom, b'masha anu yotzim neged halavana, usmeichen negda, sheyesh shum chshash rayon, she'anu nosu kavol halavana. Kind of looks like we're praying to the moon. That's why also some say that you shouldn't face the moon, right? Turn away from the moon, you say it. But it looks like it. Lakach anu omrin, right after the moon, aleinu l'shabeach, to who? La'adon akol. Lasez gedulah yotzei brachus, not the moon. Umesaimim ki Hashem elokim v'Hashem imal ein od. Umash anu yotzei murak kadei liros gevurah shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shehu meir beretzono l'chol ba'ei olam. And that is what that's the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah Halacha quotes the beautiful pshat in Tav Chavav, why we say aleinu at the end of Kiddush Levana. Okay, finishing up. Ki besach bulos tasa l'chol melchama. Pasuk in Mishlei, in Tachbulos, with wisdom, you shall do war. Amar Acha Bar Chadina, Amar Rasi, Amar Yochanan, Bami. Why are we quoting this? Because this was the same person who said how we started off today. Rav Acha Bar Chadina, Rasi, Amar Yochanan. Same line of people talking. Bami Ata Motzei Milchamta Shel Torah. Where do you find those who fight the war of Torah? Bami Sheishlo Biyado Chavilos Shel Mishnah. Those who have bundles and bundles of Mishnah with them. What does this mean? Basically, in our terms, this would mean Bekiyus. This would mean Bekiyus, wide-ranging knowledge. Rashi says, an important Rashi here, Melchamta Shel Torah, Rashi says, right across, Lo ka'adam ha'mefupal u'mechudad u'bal svara. Not like someone who is very sharp and a bal svara. V'lo lamed mishnayis u'braisas harbe. It doesn't have the breadth of knowledge. Ki mehechon yizgala hasod. Where is he going to get the? You have to have a wide range. El bebal mishneos harbe. She meets starach lo tam bekan yilam denim mitoch mishnah cheres. Om yiksha lo dover al dover yavin mitoch mishnais harbe shebiado hamani plonihi. Right, the bali tosfas were wide ranging. This is this sheeta and this is that sheeta. Rashi says you need the bekiyas, the breath, in order to answer questions, not only the depth. As the Gemara says in many places, Oker Harim versus Sinai. And that's what the Gemara says right now. Kari Rav Yosef Anafshi, Rav Yosef said about himself, V'rav tevuos bekoach shor. Much grain for the one who has the strength of an ox. What does that mean? What does that Satosa says? Why Rav Yosef, right, because Yosef is like a shor, V'chor shor hadalo, that's why he compared himself to a shor, and Rav tevuos, because he has tevua, because in other Gemaras, he is called the Mare Chitaya. Right, because he has Sinai, he has the breath of knowledge. Okay, good. Let's continue. So the Gemara Rechon or Bishteshos. Back to what the Gemara was talking about before. One says Bishteshos. If one says 2 hours and one says 3 hours, then maybe people make mistakes in an hour, or maybe not. When is there a discussion in the Mishnah? That's only by these types of hours. But if one says before sunrise, one says after sunrise, they're obviously wrong. You don't get people that don't make mistakes like that. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious, of course people don't. No, one says before, one says during nades, during the sunrise. So an ayim pshita, that's also pshita. One said before, one says during. They're obviously lying. So Gemara said, no, ma'o detema, you might have said that really they're telling the truth. But somebody says it was the sunrise, but they only really saw the rays coming out beforehand. Right? Is the Neitz HaNireh? Is the Neitz on the horizon? So you might have said they're saying the same thing. The guy who said, the one who said it was sunrise, really meant before sunrise. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Kamash Malan, we don't say that they're saying the same thing. Even here, we say they must be lying. Good. Now we bring in the second aid, and we test him. And then the Mishnah continued and said, if there is a Talmud that has a schus to say, we bring him up. We bring him up and he stays up that entire day. Somewhere it says, Oso Ayom Basulo, that's it, he only stays up for that day, meaning he's a Talmud, remember sitting in the rows of 23 before the main Dayanim. We bring him up. So we bring him up just for that day, Vatanya, but what the Brisa says, Imish Mamash Bidvar Voha Yor Misham La'olam. If he has something good to say, he never goes down. Forever he stays up. The Meiri says it doesn't mean La'olam, then there'll be 72 Dayanim. There'll be more Dayanim. It means as long as they're Osik in this Din Torah, the Meiri says. As long as they're Osik in this Din Torah. Or the Tosfos Yontif says, maybe forever he sits on a safsal. As we said earlier, that the Dayanim sit on benches, and the Talmidim sit on the floor. So maybe once somebody says a schus and it's accepted, then forever they're on a bench. They're not in the counted yet, but they're on a bench. Okay, so the Brisa says if there's mamash bedvarav, then he never goes down. Vim ein mamash bedvarav, ein yorkolam kulo. Only if he doesn't, if what he said doesn't stand up to the test, then he still, you don't send him down that day. Kadesh lo te aliyah so yuridalo. So his aliyah won't be a yuridalo, he won't be mizbayish, won't be so embarrassed. So therefore, we keep him up there. But you see from there, say if he says something good, he stays up forever. So Amar Abaya, Targuma ha'im ein mamash bedvarav. You're right. Really, it should be going on the im ein mamish. If he doesn't say anything substantial, so then that's when he stays up the entire day. If he says something substantial, he stays up even more. And then the Mishnah continued to say what the judges did during, what was their behavior during the time of deliberations. And it said they didn't drink wine. So why not? Yain my time lo. Amma Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amakra. Ula Rosnim I Shechar Haoskim Barazo Shel Olam. Ula Rosnim, to the princess I Shechar, there is no intoxicating beverage. What is Rosnim? Ha'oskin barazo shel olam. We darshan those who are osik in the secrets of the world. What does the secrets of the world mean? Tosva says that means dinei nefashos. Hainu dinei nefashos. Dinei nefashos, that's the secrets of the world. Why is that the secret of the world? The Marsha says, because every person is a secret. Every person is a secret, says the Marsha. The nafsho shel adam hi razo shel olam. Ki hu olam katan kamosha kasav ha'chokrim. Right, everybody is a secret. I once heard great rabbi once say that we have the word czar. Right, a czar means a stranger. It means a non-Kohen, but it really means czar. Avodah the czar is strange, but czar is a stranger. If you turn around czar, it says Ruz. It's a secret. Sometimes people are strangers, but if we get to know them, there's a secret to every person. It's a czar, but under the stranger is really Ruz. It's really, we just don't know them well enough. Got to search under the czar in order to get the Ruz. Okay, anyways, that's the Marsha. That's the Marsha. The Sha'ar Mitzvah and Balacha here has another pshat. What does it mean that Nefashos is Ruz? We find many examples, says the Sha'ar Mitzvah and Balacha, and he quotes from some sources that we've quoted before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev whenever Nefashos take place. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev. We've quoted in the past the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim. Why is it that we don't punish the Edom if they went through and they got the guy killed? Why? Because of Lakim Nitzah Badas Kel. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen. There's special Siyata Deshmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen if the guy was was not Chayim Misa. Or you have, we have the case of, as the Gemara says, a Makis, that if you have somebody killed b'mezin and somebody killed b'shogig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them come to the same inn, and one will be on top of the ladder, one will be on the bottom of the ladder, and the guy who killed b'mezin will be under, and he'll get killed. Right? So you see, by Nefashis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very involved. So what are all these? That's the Ruz. Because them of war, lama abezin hoskin be the nefashes nekrom oskin berazo shel olam. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is the secret of the world. The Tosas and the Marsha say, or the Marsha says, man, the people are the secret. But the Shemesh Yamalacha says maybe it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the secret. They're oskin berazo shel olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in the psak of dine nefashes. I'm sorry. Lorozim yishcheh or oskin berazo shel olam al yishtakru. And then finish the pasuk. They shouldn't get drunk. Fine. So on the side, done elu connected elu achayira. What do we say? That what if you're stuck? You added on judges, and it ends up being 36 to 35. 36 mechayev, 35 zakai. So what do? You can't be mechayev by one. So you keep talking about it. They keep discussing it until somebody chooses sides, switches sides. So lo ro mai. What if they go on for a month and nothing happens? They're still nobody's being convinced. Amar vacha poter no so. You let him free. That's it, because you can't be mechayev by once. You let him free. If you're going to let him free, so then why do you add on judges at all? In other words, based on vihitzilu ha'eda, Rashi explains that you always look for the acquittal. So why? Let's say you had earlier. Say you had 12 to 11 lechayev. So don't add on any judges. So just keep patre meikara. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a step. Filitra Meikara means, once you have 36 to 35, Patra Meikara right away. Don't have any more deliberations. Don't have done an Elu Keneged Elu. So I'm like, Hachayim Rabbi Elkanah? No. Kadesh lo yetzim mi bezdin me'ur bavin. It's a bizayin of bezdin not to come out with a psak, to just to have a stalemate and therefore a putter. It's bezdin to be able to give a psak. Ploni at the chayiv, ploni at the zakai, no matter, even if it's chayiv, it's not a bizayin of bezdin. Ika da amre. Or this is what I jumped the gun before. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Valamali Yosifu Lifter Mi Beidina Kama. So I'd even add on once it's earlier 12 to 11. So Patrim right away then. What do you have to add on and add on? Right? If you see the Eida, Amalei Rav Yosi Koy Kavasech. So Rav Abaya said, you know what? You have a Tana that holds like you. The Tana Rav Yosi Omer Kashem Shem Mosif and Al Bezin Hashem Ve'Echad. Just like it's impossible to add on to a Bezin of 71, Kachi Mosif and Al Bezin Shalasim Shlosh. You never add on to a Bezin of 23 either. Good. Tanu Rabbanon. The Gemara continues. Omer Bedini Mamanis Nizdakin Hadin Vein Omer Bedini Nefashis Nizdakin Hadin. We only say Nizdakin Hadin by Mamanis and not by Nefashis. What does that mean? Mind is dakin adin. What does that mean? The din becomes old? Zakan? What does that mean? So no. Ilema kashdina. If it means, what does this dakin adin mean? If it means kashdina, the din is difficult. We don't know what to do. It's so old and hard and difficult. We can't figure it out. So then, ifchami baile. So what do you mean? We say it by mamanis and we don't say it by nefashis? Ifchami baile. Right? It's so hard, you should have to be by nefashis. You should analyze it even deeper. Oh, it's so hard. No, nefashis, you should push and push and push, even though it's hard. So, Amrafuna Bamadok Shidra Ravacha, Breda Ravika, Efach. Okay, first answer is switch it. Okay, you're Nizdakin Adin. You say it's so hard, so you have to try even harder by nefashis and not by mamanis. Ravashi Amar, no, lo, mote, Efach, don't switch it. Umay Nizdakin Adin, Chacham Dina. What does Nizdakin Adin mean? It means, oh, Chacham, it's such a wise and simple din. The opposite. You're allowed to not, you have to take it seriously, obviously, and get to the emes by every din, but by mamanis, it's like, take it easy, it's chacham din. Rashi says, fifth to last skinny line, yofeh hemetano buryo, once you come to a decision, you don't have to second guess yourself, you don't have to try to research it more, vein omrim came by din and nefashis. No, by din nefashis, you're constantly second guessing yourself, constantly until the guy is put to death. Af mishigam ruhu, right, machzir no so. Once he's put to death, then the dynam can't second guess themselves. Once he's put to death. But until that time, they're constantly second-guessing themselves. Okay? Mace face. Now the Gemara asks a question, and then we have the opposite. Meisve, 1 minute. Gadol Shema Dayanim Omer, Nizdakin Adin. We have another brisa that says that it's the Gadol that says this. the greatest dayan said nizdakin adin. See, I'm a bishlam chacham dina hainadamar gadol. If it's chacham dina that we think it's so easy, so then fine, the gadol says it because the gadol is not going to say, it's going to say, oh yeah, it's a pasha din. Ela I'm a kash dina lo siagid lo amar gadol. What if it's Kashina, the Gadol has to say it? He's embarrassing himself. He's the greatest dying. He says, I can't figure it out. We make him do that? The Gemara says, yes. In. If the Bezek can't figure it out and they make this declaration, the Gadol should do it. What, somebody else is going to say the Bezek can't figure it out? Let him say it. He's the greatest. And therefore, let him, it's Musser. Ikadami, or just the opposite. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Kashdina. If you say Kashdina, the din is hard. Hainu, Dina Dom Mispaish Biaspal Mishbai Bechirim. Then it fits in. Ela Yam Rachacham Dina, Godla Shbuchi Mishabech Navshe. What do you mean? But if it's Chacham Dina, that it's such a simple din, should the Godl praise himself that it's so simple to him? Foxiv Yahalel Chazar Velopicha. Someone else, speaking of a czar, right? Somebody else should praise you. You shouldn't praise yourself. We shouldn't praise ourselves. So shiny, milsa, debay dina. No. This is different. You're right. Usually we don't talk about great things about ourselves. We try not to be bali gaiva. But when it comes to the greatest din, shiny, milsa, debay dina, da agodo ramya, that it's incumbent upon the gadol. Kitetznan, gomruas adavar, hayimachnisin, o son, gadol shabadayanim. Once they finish, the greatest dayan comes in, omer, ish ponyat azaka, ish ponyat achayiv. He takes responsibility. So once in a while, a gadol, you know, when it comes to a bezdin, he has to act as the gadol. He has to make sure that people know that they can rely on him. I just saw, again, recently a story from Shlomo Zalman, from the, my chikum amtakim that I like to quote from in his biography, that he never spoke about himself. He never spoke about himself. Or Shlomo Zalman, obviously, except one time. One time he spoke about himself in a way that was very. We're talking about himself there, giving him, complimenting himself. In what case? There was a case that's quoted. There was a boy who needed to be sent to a certain institution, and he wasn't all there mentally. He knew he was sometimes there, but he didn't really want to go to the institution. Maybe he thought he didn't need it. So the parents didn't know what to do. They really wanted him in, and so they brought him to Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman sees and he says, "You know what? You know who I am. You know, I'm Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. People come to ask me questions from all, the entire world. People ask me," and he keeps going about himself. And you know, people, and I write tshuvas. You know, my tshuvas, the Mincha Shlomo. He goes through. He says, "And you know what? I think you have to go to this place because I need somebody to be mashgiach there. I need somebody to make sure everything there is okay. I need to call you so that when people ask me questions, I need to call you. I need to have an emissary there. I need somebody there. Would you be able to do it for me? I really need it." And the guy was like, "Oh, unbelievable! Yes, me." So that's the only time Shlomo Zalman self complimented himself, because he knew who he was. The Gedolim have self. They know they have to do a lot more. But Shlomo Zalman knew that this is what the boy needed to be convinced to go to this specific institution. Okay, so how you both kins? We finished off the first part. Really, the first part of Maseches Sanhedrin, right, is through what we did, the process of coming to a Din Torah, right? The first Mishnah in the Masechta, if you remember, how many you need for a Din Torah, right? 3 all the way to 71. And then, since then, all the Mishnahs have been talking about how to get to a Din Torah. How do you get, does a Kohen Gadol allowed to come to a Din Torah? Is a Melech allowed to come to a Din Torah? And we got a little bit sidetracked in the second parak. And then Dini Mamonis Bishlosha and all the Mishnah, and all the other Mishnahs related to Edim and who you allowed to accept as judges. It's all during the Din Torah. So now starts the next section of the Maseches Sanhedrin, and that is, okay, somebody's Chayav Misa. Somebody's Chayav Misa, so what is done? So, Nigmar Hadin. There is a Gemar Din of Misa, Motzino Solo Sakla, we take him out for Skila. Why do we start off with Skila? We're going to talk about all four Misos. We start off with Skila, Rashi says, because it's the most Chamur, to have a Skila. And the Ran says, even according to Reb Shimon, who we're going to learn that holds Sreifa is more Chamur than Skila, still, it's the most common. More Averis or Chayef Skila than any of the other ones, therefore we do Skila first. So, description. Beis HaSkila HaYochutz LeBezdin, Shenemar Hotzei Es HaMikalel. The Beis HaSkila was not near Bezdin. We'll see why in the Gemara. Ezrat Hashem. It says, take out the Makalel, right? By the Makalel in Vayikra, right? You see, he was the Magadef. So he was taken out, and he was going to be Chayev Skila. Echad Omeid Al Pesach Bezdin Vasudin Biyadu. And after, as he is being led out, as he's being led out to the Beis Haskil, a place where he's going to be thrown off the roof and stoned, there is somebody who stands at the door of Beis Din, Vasudrin Biyado, and he has handkerchiefs in his hand. Visus Rachog Mimenu, and there's a horse that is standing nearby, Kadeshi Yeroeo, with a rider, so that, Omer Echad Yishle Amar Lev Schus, if somebody comes and says, I thought of a Schus! So, Hala made of Visudarin, the guy by the door waves the handkerchief, Vasus Rasu Mamidon, and the guy jumps on the horse, runs, and gallops, and stops them. Even if the Baldover himself says, "Once I thought of another svara why I should be innocent," that's good enough, and we bring him back. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim. Even four or five times, as long as there's some type of basis, he's not just playing games with us. Discussion in the Rishonim, do we bring him back to court? Do we let him stand there while we deliberate? That is a discussion in Rashi and the Rambam. Ask the Meiri, and again, another Meiri, why does the guy with the handkerchief, the Shliach Bezdin, stand at the door of Bezdin? Why doesn't he go up on a mountain? So you can skip the steps, just wave, like we have by the Masi and Masuos, light a fire. So the Meiri says, no, push it, because we want to be the most available for people to come as quickly as possible. If somebody's on a mountain, you have to schlub up the mountain to go say over the schus? No, you'd be at the door of Beis Din, Betoch Ha'am, right there. That's the easiest for people to come to, and in that way, we'll be able to try to save the guy. Good. The Nidon. Ubeis Haskila chus leBeis Din Have. Vesulo, is the Beis Haskila right outside, you take him outside of court. Right outside of court? That's what the Mishnah says? Not farther than that? V'hatanya, Beis Haskila haya chus leShalosh Machanos. The Beis Haskila was outside of three camps! Outside the Gimel Machanos, all the way out! Right, not just outside of Beis Din. So why does the Mishnah just say outside of Beis Din? The question is in Kedakamer, you're right. It's outside of the three Machanos. V'hadik tani hachi. So why does it say just outside of Beis Din? Nafkamina, the Nachmi is followed. The Nafik Beidina, the Yosef chus l'shalosh Machanos. Let's say there's a Beis Din that sits outside the Gimel Machanos. So if you just have the halacha of Gimel Machanos, you could kill him in court. So must say that's why. It says chus l'Beis Din, because even if the Beis Din is outside the Gimel Machanos, still, you have to, the Beis Haskila is chus l'Beis Din. Avdina, Beis Haskila, chus l'Beis Din. Why? Two reasons. Ki hechi delo mischazi Beis Din rotzchit. Number one, so that it doesn't look like a Beis Din of murderers. Rashi quotes, based on the Mishnah Mesechas Makas, right, whenever Beis Din puts somebody to death, it's a very rare occurrence. It's very hard to put somebody to death with a Hasra and the Kabbalah's Hasra and Matras Malamisa, as we had yesterday. So it's very hard to put somebody to death. So the Beis Din does it. It reflects a little bit upon the Beis Din. So it's Chazi Beis Din Rose. Clint Inami Kihechi Detevi Le Hatsala. Number two, you'd make it far away because you want to give the guy. We want to have more time. That's the two reasons why it has to be outside of Beis Din. So it's not associated with Beis Din directly in proximity. And number two, to have more time for Hatsala. Based on these reasons, the Achronim say, even the Gemara is not explicit about it, that the other Misos also must have been done outside of Beis Din, in a different place, because these reasons apply. Beis Din doesn't want to look like a bunch of Rotschim, and also you want time for Hatsala. Good. Mina hani mili. So how do you know that it is outside of Beis Din? The Tana Rabbanan. How do you know it's outside of the Gimel Machanos? The Tana Rabbanan. Hoteza makalel mechutz lamachaneh. So you take the makalel to outside the camp. So what did that mean? Chutz l'Gimel Machanos. That was outside all three camps. Ata omer chutz l'Gimel Machanos. O eino ela chutz l'machaneh achas. If it's outside of all three camps, which three camps? Machaneh Shechina, Machaneh Levia, Machaneh Yisrael. Which we had in the Midbar, and then we had in Yerushalayim, right? Yerushalayim is Machane, the whole entire Yerushalayim is Machane Yisrael, and within that is Machane Leviyah, and within that is the Machane Shechina, right? The parallel. Rashi quotes how it's parallel. The whole entire city is Machane Yisrael, and Har HaBayis is Machane Shechina, and the Azar is Machane Leviyah, and the Azar is Machane Shechina. So, what is this referring to? Again, so Namar Kami Chuslamachana, the Namar Biparman is Srafim, Chutzlamachana. By Parman is Srafim, there are certain cows, certain carbonos that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? A parhelam davar shel tzibur is burned when the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly and most of Klal Yisrael follow. Or the Par Kohen Mashiach. They're all burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where are they burned? Outside the Machane. So Mala Halan Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos, Avkan Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos. That's all. It's a limud from Parma Nisrafim to Skila. The Hasaminal, and how do you know by Parma Nisrafim it means outside all three? The Tanur Abanan. Votzi is called a par el michutz la machane. End of quote. Chutzal gim shalosh machanos. It means outside of three. At the omer chutzal shalosh machanos. Einu ela chutzal machane achas. Outside of three or outside of one. Kshihu omer alim chutzal machane bepar ha'eda. So once it says mechutzal machane in the par helam davar shal tzibur, she'ein tam alomer, that it doesn't have to say where there. Why? Shekfar nemar v'saraf oso kasher saraf esapah harishon. You already know that. So why does it have to say specifically outside of the camp by par helam davar shal tzibur? Li'itin l'machane shniyah, to say not only outside of one camp, but outside of two camps. Uksha'omer al michutz l'machane bideshen, and when it says we're supposed to put the deshen, the ashes, it says, again, michutz l'machane, she'ein tam l'omer, it didn't have to say that, why? She'kfar nemar al shefach ha'deshen yisareif, put it where the other ashes are, so you already know that also. So li'itin l'machane shlishes. So that's why it says michutz l'machane two extra times, that's to tell you two extra camps that you must leave, and therefore that you know by permanent rafim, it has to be outside all three. So, for Leila Bishchud Echutz, 1 minute, says the Gemara, why do we learn Beis HaSkila outside of Yom Machanos from Parman Esrafim outside of Yom Machanos? Why don't you learn Beis HaSkila from Shchute Chutz, Shechtig a Karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, which happens to be only outside of one camp? Right, the very, not for now, but Shchute Chutz, the Torah's description of Shchute Chutz, Shofech Damim, it's very strong, illustrative language that the Torah uses for Shchute Chutz, about like comparing it to murder. So the Gemara says, "V'leilav yishchud echutz." Why don't you learn Beis Haskila from Shchud Echutz, and then you'd say, "Mala halan chusla machna achas, afkan chusla machna achas." Then maybe you say it's only outside of one camp. So why do you learn Beis Haskila outside of the camp from Parman Esrafim, outside of three camps? Learn it from Shchud Echutz outside of one camp. So the Gemara says, "No, mistaber mi Parman Esrafim havel lemeilav." It's better to learn it from Parman Esrafim because of four reasons: Shekein hotzi. The lashon of going out appears by both of them. El michutz l'machane, that lashon appears by both of them, by Beis HaSkila and Parman Esrafim. Machshir, in both of them, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? Bezin is killing somebody who's chayav misa, and you're burning a Parman Esrafim, right? Unlike Shchut Echutz, you're doing something wrong. U'mechaper, and both Parman Esrafim and Beis HaSkila are giving a kapara, unlike the other one. So the Gemara says, no. Mishchut Echutz, I have a little melev. No, Mishchut Echutz, it's better to learn it from there. Why? Shekein, there's also four parallels between Shchut Echutz and Beis HaSkila, different than Parman Esrafim. What are they? Shekein Adam, both are about what a person does. Right? You're killing a person, and a person is shechting. Parman Esrafim is that the cow has to be outside. Chote, talking about sins. Beis HaSkila is about somebody who sinned, and Shchut Echutz is about a sin. Nishama, both are about a chiyuv misa. Shchut Echutz is chayiv misa, and Beis HaSkila is chayiv misa. And pigel. And what pigel? What is Rashi explains? Only Shchut Echutz, I'm sorry, only Parman Esrafim can you have pigel done to it if you think that you want to do an avoda michutz lizmano. But Shchut Echutz and Beis HaSkila, not shaykh to pigel. Shchut Echutz is there's no pigel because you're doing something else wrong. So, Gemara says, no, machshir machshir adifle. You know, it's better to learn machshir from machshir. Something that you're doing correctly for something you do correctly. So therefore, the maskana, we learn Beis HaSkila outside of Gilul Machanos, from Parman Esrafim outside of Gilul Machanos, and not from Shchut Echutz outside of one Machane. Okay, we will have to stop here, and just keep in mind that tomorrow's daf, it's Shabbos, so we're not going to have it online, but tomorrow is one of the dafim in Sanhedrin, which was censored, which was at the bottom part. You see it ends with the two dots, but if you look in certain Gemaras, it has the censored part of the Gemara. It's the missing Yeshu Gemara. It's not in the regular Vilna Shas, it's at the bottom of Mem Gimel Mar Aleph. On the bottom, if you want to, I guess, do the complete daf, you got to find the Gemara with the bottom part, which was censored out, but which is now available. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's daf was sponsored by Tzvi Nof, Lili Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael, Ben Rabbi Yona Tzvi Halevi, whose yard site is today.